Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is
Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short.
Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is
Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short.
Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
This is Murder in the Morning with Tony Bruschi and Stacey Cole.
Latah County Prosecutor Bill Thompson dropped a bombshell in the Koberger case with a newly filed motion. Brian Koberger's defense team isn't disputing that his DNA was found on the knife sheath at the crime scene. Oh, what does that mean? I don't know why I'm suddenly talking like Keith Morrison.
I don't know either.
That's very funny. Troubling. Or was it his DNA on the knife sheath after all? Instead, they're settling up on an argument that someone else could have planted it there. Oh, we're getting really creative. That's right. The cornerstone of the prosecution's forensic evidence might just be the battleground where the defense makes its stand. Instead of challenging the conclusion that the DNA on the knife sheath belonged to the defendant, the defendant's expert disclosures reveal that the defense plans to argue that the DNA on the knife sheath does not prove the defendant was ever at the crime scene. And the knife sheath itself could have been planted by the real killers. You know, the ones OJ didn't find. They're back, and they killed four college students this time. The argument flips the script in the case where DNA was expected to be the smoking gun. They kind of realize that that's not going to go over very well. I would say still try and argue that. That, I think, would be your better argument with a jury, but I'm going to guess there's a lot of things behind the scenes that nobody knows about other than them, and they're really grasping at straws at this point. The defense isn't saying the lab got it wrong. They're saying that findings of Koberger's DNA on the sheath doesn't automatically mean he was in the house when the murders happened. And the next logical step, the suggestion that it was someone else who put it there. Problem? Well, many of the court documents that lay out exactly how the defense plans to support this theory are sealed. That means right now there's no way to compare Thompson's claim against what the defense has actually submitted in court filings. Koberger, the 29-year-old criminology PhD student, if you're just beginning to play along at home with this fine game, is charged with four counts of first-degree murder in the brutal slayings of University of Idaho students Ethan Chapin, Zana Kernoodle, Madison Mogan, and Kaylee Gonzalez. The attack took place in the early morning hours of November 13th, 2022, inside an off-campus rental home, and obviously everyone was a bit upset. Koberger has never spoken publicly about the case. When asked to enter the plea last year, he literally stood silent, didn't say a word, prompting the judge to enter a not guilty plea on his behalf. If convicted, he could face the death penalty by a firing squad. Prosecutors say they match Koberger's DNA to the knife sheath using investigative genetic genealogy, or IGG, They're saying it's controversial. It's really not. Which compares crime scene DNA against public ancestry databases to find potential family connections. But Koberger's defense team also fought hard to keep IgG evidence out of the courtroom, and they lost. They lost at every single road they've gone down, really, of trying to keep anything out of this trial. August 11th is the expected start date. It's supposed to last more than 3 months. It's going to be a busy fall for us watching the Koberger case here. They're relying on the forensic evidence. The prosecution is including the knife sheath, while the defense is now signaling that they're going to challenge that knife sheath and say it was planted. Here's the problem with that. Juries don't usually buy that because the odds of that actually being real don't hold up. Who's planting Koberger's DNA on just the knife sheath itself, just right on the thumb? If you're going to go plant evidence at a crime scene to make sure someone else is framed for this, you're going to have it in many places. And touch DNA, probably not one of the easiest ones to fake. Especially the way it was placed on this.
I mean, it needs to be a fingerprint. So what did they do? Remove his finger and put it back?
Well, what I was thinking earlier was the best thing Koberger could have done to prove his innocence was cut one of his fingers off after he realized, oh shit, the knife sheath is there. And then dispose of it. Put it in the garbage disposal. Just have it go away, never to be seen again. And then make the claim that somebody broke into your house, cut your finger off that night, and you don't know what the hell happened. And then, there you go. There's your alibi. Somebody took his finger and planted it. You could have a story there.
Yeah, probably. But how many fingers would he have to dismember on his
just
hand?
One. You just one.
Hold a knife?
You just need one finger.
Just the one, but we don't know which print.
Well, it's not a print. It's DNA. It's not a print they're looking at. It's just a scrub of DNA because you're pushing down really hard on that thing. So there's not a print that they're looking at. It's DNA they're looking at.
So any finger would do.
Cut his ear off and rub it on the sheath.
Ooh.
But the thing is, it's in a very strategic place. If you're going to plant somebody's touch DNA, they probably would just kind of like swipe it around to make sure it's on the thing somewhere. Because if you're just planting touch DNA, which you can't see, by the way, so you're never really going to truly know if you got it on there well enough.
Boy.
And how are you transferring this? Where are you getting it to do touch DNA on a knife sheath? It's not blood. It's not fingerprints. It's not hair. It's like, yeah, this just screams that they are going for anything at this point. I'm waiting for Diddy to be involved in this at some point.
Right. Well, it sounds like a choose your own adventure story. And they just chose like the back of the cover of the book. Like, oh, we'll go over here. Something about this just screams like we don't know what else to try. Let's try this.
I think they're out. I think they're out of options. I think it's kind of weird test territory right now. They're in beta mode. Like, well, maybe this will work. Maybe this won't. Maybe. I know the goal is to create reasonable doubt. And by introducing all of these different things, that's the thought process. But I think you are getting into overkill territory now where it really just looks like you have no idea. there's just like literally no chance that you can prove that he's not the guy. So if that comes up in court of some point, well, first you said it wasn't his DNA. First you said it was unreliable technology. Then it was this. Then it was that. Now it's his, but someone planted it. Because there's probably a lot of people in the Moscow, Idaho PD who have it out for Brian Koberger. And at the same point, want to go kill four random college students just to get Koberger, get him.
But that's the thing. Why would they target Brian Koberger? Why would they set him up like that?
Exactly. What's your reasoning?
Why was he ever on their radar until this?
You can't just scream this stuff out loud without actually having something to back it up. Now, like we said, a lot of these things are sealed. The judge is like, we got to start unsealing stuff. So I'm very curious as to know why they're going down this lane. And I'm going to guess it's going to be along the lines of he likes looking at the stars. We're waiting forever for the alibi. Okay, they're going to give the alibi on this date. It's going to be something. They got an alibi. What is it? He likes to look at the stars. That's it? He likes to look at the stars?
Well,
he does.
You know, as somebody, I tonight, when we are recording this a day before it airs, about 12 hours before it airs. Tonight, there is a blood moon eclipse.
Mm-hmm. You getting up?
I will.
You gonna be out there at 2 a.m. watching the blood moon?
1 a.m. Central Time.
Oh, it's 1 a.m. Okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. Oh. Mm-hmm. I can't so do possible. Like, I go to bed at like 9 these days.
Yeah. Well, then set your alarm. It'll be in the middle of the night for you. But,
Yeah. But
I go out and I chase the northern lights.
You
and
do.
A lot of times I'm out late, out in the middle of nowhere, 11:30, 12 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
It is something people do, but this just screams of a weird defense.
Well, and you also have a streak of killing young college students and sneaking into their homes, and then you've spread this horrible myth around central Wisconsin that there are gnomes. There's an evil gnome that's running around.
Yeah, I'm a gnome chaser.
Killing,
that's what I do.
Killing, no, that you are the gnome and you're out there killing college students.
That's a possibility.
You wear the hat and like, I saw the garden gnome come to life.
No, wait, that's Stacy.
That's just Stacy. She likes to look at the stars and kill college students. But
here's the thing. You can take a look at my history.
Yes, you have
if you
a
look
pattern.
At any of my social media, I've got a ton of Northern Lights pictures. I've got all this stuff. Does he have that kind of footprint? Does he have all pictures of all the constellations that he's been observing and things? It just seems like a very far-fetched excuse that came out of nowhere and doesn't have anything to back it up.
Well, he better hope that he does, because that could be very helpful. If there is a pattern of behavior of going out and looking at the stars and all this, not a pattern of, oh, I don't know, driving suspiciously around the house.
Right.
Repeatedly.
Right.
Before the murders take place. That's a little, there's a pattern of that. But is there a pattern of looking at the stars, of being out? I mean, you don't even have to have pictures. Just look at the cell tracking data. That'll show you if he's normally out just looking at the stars.
Well, and here's the thing. If you want to go look at stars or northern lights or the moon, you don't go to a residential neighborhood.
In a
you
college
go out
town.
In the sticks.
Yeah.
You don't want light pollution.
No.
None of this is making sense.
So he would need to be out in the sticks if...
Yes.
Yeah.
Especially if you are somebody who claims that this is something that you do on a regular basis, because once you figure out how to do it well, you're not going to sit in a neighborhood with streetlights and go, I think I can see a star. No, you're going to go way out in the country and be able to see it.
Yeah, while he's, staring into the house through the windows going, I wish I could have those girls.
Yeah, something's twisted there.
I mean, I made that part up. That's just, But if you're assuming he's kind of incel-ish, which he seems to have a lot of the traits of, I don't know. That's my speculation. I think there was more of that going on, more of the stalking and the, anger because he's rejected and can't have a normal human conversation with people without people going away, going, what the fuck is up with that guy? That frustration built up, and I don't know. The digital footprint is my biggest curiosity here, meaning what's his Google searches, what's his shopping history, what's all of that? Because that is going to tell us a lot. And if that K-bar knife is on the buying history from wherever...
It's over.
It's over. And... again, it's never been confirmed, but we have a good source that says it's there. It's not anything we will confirm, but reputable source, in fact, one of our regular guests, Coffin Daffer, early on said it on Dateline. I trust Jen. But that's what she said on Dateline. So, I don't know. Could be, could not be. I mean, it was early on when that statement was made, but she's tight. She's, she's still, I mean, she's retired FBI, but she knows a lot of people. I mean, there's a lot of conversations we have off the air that we cannot air because of what's being discussed, that it would be, you know, it's not confirmed information that could be very bad for some people. I don't know. It's very interesting. But again,
August is going to be interesting, isn't it?
Again, you go with this story of he likes to look at the stars and this evidence is planted. You still don't have that one. And where are you going to get the story? Because it's not going to be, I like to look at the stars. It's going to have to be something else about why someone would want to frame Brian Koberger and how they would go about actually doing it.
Why? Why would they bother?
How? Him? Why? I mean, why even want to frame somebody? I mean, if you're going to go kill and you don't want the police on your tail, I think you just kind of go for like not leaving any evidence. And had that knife sheath not been left, we would never have landed on Koberger.
Yeah.
But again, go to the length of how did you get touch DNA on the button? It doesn't add up. I mean, it's another claim. I'd love to hear what those conversations are like in the room with her and Koberger. Because he can't like come out and be like, I did it. Let's figure out something to, you know, make this look different. He can't do that. If he did do that, Anne has an obligation to report that to the court.
Right.
And she's not going to die on Koberger Hill.
No, she's not. I mean, this is going to make or break her career.
So, but he has to, they have to just be expressing, well, what do you think it could be? What's, you know, I'm guessing she's coming up with a lot of these ideas. I don't know. Maybe Koberger is coming up with more, but one thing is for certain, he thought he was not going to get caught. He had no alibi planned, nothing. He really thought he was going for the perfect crime, and he kind of almost pulled it off, because again, had that sheath not been there, I don't know. I don't know that you'd really have found. Maybe you would get more information. Maybe we would have found him eventually from the tracking data and the vehicle and cell phone pinging, and it would eventually get him as a serious person of interest. Would it have got him, you know, charged? I don't know. I mean, that sheath is a pretty key piece. But again, we don't know what we don't know. So if there's more in, if they got him and they charge him, but then they start looking at all of his digital fingerprints and stuff, again, I feel like we're going to find out more there that will be far more damning than the knife sheath, quite honestly. There's a reason Ann Taylor early on said, I want the Amazon searches taken out. I want all of the shopping searches taken out. I want, you know, this, and this. All the things that would point to, you know, potential planning of a murder. Can't look at those. Should not be admissible. If there's nothing on those specific items, which she named specifically, you wouldn't be naming them.
Correct.
I mean, unless you're just doing a big catch-all, which maybe that's all, but for warrants and all that sort of stuff, you're immediately covering up the places that people are going to look. And with a warrant, you need to name what you need to look at. And they already had it, so the warrants had already been issued. They looked at it. They knew what's there. Both sides know what's on these shopping lists. And it will all come out. It will all come out. So there you go. That's the latest in the Brian Koberger case. Apparently, the real killer from OJ land has struck again and is now trying to frame Brian Koberger. Good luck with that one.
Craving nonstop true crime updates? Press subscribe now and get the latest cases, analysis, and expert commentary delivered straight to your feed. Only from the Hidden Killers Podcast and True Crime Today.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Build a polished wardrobe that shows you stay you wherever you go with Mack Weldon. Use code MACK25 for 25% off your first order of $125 or more at MackWeldon.com.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
I can't tell you how often I hear, oh, I'm a little OCD. I like things neat. That's not OCD. I'm Howie Mandel, and I know this because I have OCD. Actual OCD causes relentless, unwanted thoughts. What if I did something terrible and forgot? What if I'm a bad person? Why am I thinking this terrible thing? It makes you question absolutely everything, and you'll do anything to feel better. OCD is debilitating, but it's also highly treatable with the right kind of therapy. Regular talk therapy doesn't cut it. OCD needs specialized therapy. That's why I want to tell you about NoCD. NoCD is the world's largest virtual therapy provider for OCD. Their licensed therapists provide specialized therapy virtually, and it's covered by insurance for over 155 million Americans. If you think you might be struggling with OCD, visit NoCD.com to schedule a free 15-minute call and learn more. That's NoCD.com.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Support American-made, tariff-free clothing with American Giant. They aren't affected by tariffs because their clothing products never left the U.S. Get 20% off your first order when you use promo code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Support American-made, tariff-free clothing with American Giant. They aren't affected by tariffs because their clothing products never left the U.S. Get 20% off your first order when you use promo code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home, and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at IPVanish.com/audio.